Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to take a walk and celebrate the birthdays of Eddie Cantor, Isham Jones, and Clarence Gaskill. On Stan Freberg's spoof of Lawrence Welk, Wonderful, Wonderful, he has the bandleader playing a medley based on the names of girls. Well, when putting this week's show together, I came across the first record in this set, and what could I do but have a segment based on the names of girls? And as a matter of fact, I don't think I've played any of these before. Here are the six Jumping Jacks.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was Sam Lannon's Dance Orchestra with Not Yet, Suzette, written by Sam Coslow and J. Fred Coots. That Banner 78 was recorded around February 7th, 1924. Before Suzette, it was Fussy Mabel from Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers on March 20th, 1930. Fussy Mabel was preceded by King Oliver and his orchestra with Olga, composed by Joe Oliver and Dave Nelson, who also played trumpet in the band. That was an alternate take recorded May 22, 1930. We started the show with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks, with Tom Stax, of course, providing the vocal on Dolores. And you also heard a bit of Harry Reaser on banjo in that April 30, 1928 recording. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. For no particular reason, for this next segment, we're going to take a walk, beginning with the Society Serenaders.
Like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? How about a sarsaparilla? Gee, the moon is yeller. Something good'll come from that. Have you heard the latest song? It's a very pretty strain. Don't you feel a little frilly? Gee, it's getting chilly. Something good'll come from that. When you're strolling through the Wheezes, you need a hooses to lean upon. But when you have no hooses to hug and waxes, gosh darn. Would you like to take a walk? Do you think it's gonna rain? Ain't you tired of the talkies? I prefer the walkies. Something good'll come from that. Thank you.
plans and new faces the day we quit punching the clock. The future looks pleasant, but at present let's take a walk around the block. You're just a companion I want at Grand Canyon for throwing old blades down the rock. The money we'll have will go for travel. Meantime, let's walk around the block. Gangway, we'll begin when our ship comes in. You'll sit on my lap all over the map. To London in May time, to Venice in playtime, to Paris in time for a frock. To Boston in bean time, darling, meantime, let's take a walk around the block.
Charlie Johnson and his Paradise Band with Walk That Thing, a Charlie Johnson composition. That Victor recording is from September 19, 1928. Before that, it was Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra with Joey Nash taking the vocal honors on Let's Walk Around the Block from July 13, 1934. Let's Take a Walk Around the Block was written by Ira Gershwin, Yip Harburg, and Harold Arlen for the musical review Life Begins at 8:40. We begin that pedestrian set with the Society Serenaders, a Stan Greening outfit with Dan Donovan posing the musical question, Would You Like to Take a Walk, on April 2, 1931. Would You Like to Take a Walk was composed by Harry Warren. Last week, January 31st, marked the birth in 1894 of Isham Jones. He was born in Colton, Ohio, and grew up in Saginaw, Michigan, where he started his first band. In 1915, Jones moved to Chicago, where he worked at composing and later led bands at the Green Mill and the Rainbow Gardens, a dance palace which was located at North Clark Street and Lawrence Avenue. The band went to London in 1924, and the following year, Jones moved the band's bass to New York. There, they got radio exposure, appearing on The Big Show with Gertrude Neeson and The Chevrolet Show. Isham Jones was also a prolific composer. In 1931, his composition, You're Just a Dream Come True, became the band's theme song. Other of his compositions include I'll See You in My Dreams and It Had to Be You, and his chief lyricists were Charles Newman and Gus Kahn. Jones disbanded in 1936 because of his health and settled on a ranch in Colorado, but the musicians continued, forming a co-op band with Woody Herman as leader. Isham Jones died of cancer in Hollywood on October 19, 1956. For this tribute, we're going to play some less well-known Jones compositions, played by others. Here's Ben Burney and All the Lads.
Thank you. When you found it was just a blues song, you came a-running straight home to your one and only. Now let that be a lesson to you, forgetting your true love. You thought that you were wise. You thought that your new love would bring you paradise. You tried somebody else's petting, and when you found just what you were getting, you came a-running straight home to your one and only. Now let that be a lesson to you.
Lots of Isham Jones compositions I could have played for this segment, but that one I chose specifically for our newest colleague at the office, Patrick. Why? Well, because Patrick is from Kentucky. So? Well, that was Kaintucky, K-A-I-N-T-U-C-K-Y, performed there by the California Ramblers on November 27, 1923. It's spelled that way to reflect how some Southerners pronounce the name of the Bluegrass State. I doubt there's any correlation, but there is a 1914 film titled Kaintucky, starring J.P. McGowan as Kaintucky Bill, a moonshiner. Before Kaintucky, it was Ray Starita and his ambassadors with Let That Be a Lesson to You. The vocalist on that June 5, 1932 recording made in London was Elsie Carlisle. We began our tribute to Isham Jones with Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra and Why Couldn't It Be Poor Little Me, committed to Wax on January 7th, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, February 2nd, marked the birth in 1892 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of composer, lyricist, and pianist Clarence Gaskill. His musical career started at 16, playing piano in local Philadelphia theaters, and at just 21 years of age, he owned his own music publishing company. Serving as a machine gunner during World War I, he earned a Purple Heart, and following his military service, he toured in vaudeville, billed as the Melody Monarch. In 1922, he wrote the score for the show Frank Fay's Fables, which opened at the Park Theater on February 6, 1922, but closed less than a month later on March 4th. He had better success writing more than 20 songs for the long-running Earl Carroll's Vanities of 1925. Clarence Gaskill died in Fort Hill, New York, on April 29, 1947, at age 55. His output was relatively limited, but his compositions include You're Gonna Be Sorry, A Kiss in the Moonlight, Do Wackadoo, and these.
Yo, Mabel! Wild about horns on automobiles that go. I don't know what there is about one. You can't get a girl without one. So I got that bugle, I'm doing all right. I'm wild about horns on automobiles that go.
Yesterday, you came my way, and when you smiled at me, in my heart I felt a thrill. You see that it was love at sight, and I was right to love you as I do. Still I never dreamed that you could love me too. Your eyes invisible, your kisses too. I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. Now you're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all said and done, now to think, baby, honey, that you're the lucky one. I can't believe that you're in love with me. I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. Now you're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. And after all said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me.
About Minnie the Moocher, she was a low-down hoochie-coocher. She was the roughest and the toughest little frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale.
Ho-dee-ho-dee-ho,
ho-dee-ho-dee-ho,
howdy-dee-do-dee-do,
howdy-dee-do-dee-do,
ba-doo-doo-loo-wah,
ba-doo-doo-loo-wah.
She messed around with a bloke named Smokey. She loved him though he was a cokey. He took her way down to Chinatown and showed her how to kick the gong around. They took her out there where they put the crazies. Now poor old Minnie's kicking up them daisies. You've heard my story and this ends the song. She was such a good gal, but they done her wrong.
Bappy dootin' da dootin'
Bappy dootin' da dootin'
Bow doo doo la doo doo
Bappy doo
la doo doo Wa doo doo
Wa doo doo Wa doo doo
Wa doo doo la doo doo Wa doo doo
la doo doo
Thank you.
The Hody Ho song, Minnie the Moocher, sung there by Dick Robertson, credited on the label of that March 23, 1931 Columbia 78 as Dick Rogers. Minnie the Moocher was written by Cab Calloway and Clarence Gaskill, and Irving Mills gets composer credit as well. The label credits King Carter and his Royal Orchestra, but it's in fact Mills' Blue Rhythm Band, which was originally formed in 1930 as the Coconut Grove Orchestra by Willie Lynch. It came under Irving Mills' management in 1931. They recorded six sides in 1931 as King Carter. Before that, it was Johnny Marvin, accompanied by Andy Sinella on steel guitar and Frank Banta on piano on I Can't Believe You're in Love with Me, from a Victor 78 waxed February 17, 1927. We started off our salute to Clarence Gaskill with Billy Hayes and his orchestra and the novelty tune I'm Wild About Horns on Automobiles, that go ta-ta-ta-ta. The vocal refrain on that March 8, 1929 Victor 78 was Peter Moore. This past week, January 31st, or thereabouts, marked the birth in 1892 in New York's Lower East Side of Edward Israel Iskovitz. You know him better as actor, comedian, dancer, singer, and songwriter Eddie Cantor. He was orphaned before he was three, and he was raised by his grandmother Esther, whose last name was Kantrowitz, a misunderstanding over which resulted in his being given the last name of Cantor. His career began as a singing waiter, and he started in vaudeville in 1907, appearing at New York's Clinton Music Hall, followed by Gus Edwards' Kid Cabaret, touring with Al Lee as Cantor and Lee, and Earl Carroll's show Canary Cottage in Los Angeles. He made his Broadway debut in Ziegfeld's Midnight Frolic, moving on to the Ziegfeld Follies of 1917, 18, 19, and 20. Cantor fell out of favor with Ziegfeld when he became active in Actors' Equity, which closed down Broadway theaters in a strike, but he was hired by the Schuberts for Midnight Rounders and Make It Snappy. Ziegfeld got him back in the Follies in June of 1923, and later his own show, Kid Boots, ran for 479 performances and was also a Paramount silent film. He starred again in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1927, and the following year had a smash hit with Whoopi. His recording career also began in 1917, first with Victor, and from 1921 to 25, exclusively with Columbia, before returning to Victor. Later on, he recorded for Hit of the Week. Cantor was heard on radio as early as 1922, but his radio career took off in 1931 with an appearance on Rudy Valley's Fleischman's Yeast Hour, followed by the Chase and Sanborn Hour, Time to Smile, and the Pabst Blue Ribbon Show. You've all heard the Merry Melodies cartoon theme song, Merrily We Roll Along. Well, it was written by Murray Mencher, Charlie Tobias, and Eddie Cantor. It was first heard on screen in the 1935 Merry Melody cartoon Billboard Frolics. Carl Stalling used it for all of the Merry Melodies beginning in 1936, and it continued to be used for the next 30 years. The Tobias brothers, Charlie, Harry, and Henry, were Eddie's brothers-in-law since he married their sister, Ida. He made a number of short films and silent features in the 20s, turned down the lead in The Jazz Singer, but went on to be a film star in 1930 with the screen version of Whoopi. He continued to make films including The Kid from Spain, Kid Millions, and Strike Me Pink until 1948. He made his television debut in 1944 and in the early 50s was a host on the Colgate Comedy Hour. Eddie Cantor was a humanitarian supporting and entertaining troops during World War II, and he was instrumental in establishing the March of Dimes. In 1952, he suffered his first heart attack, and a second forced him into semi-retirement. Eddie Cantor died on October 10, 1964. Here's the Prophet of Pep and Old Banjo Eyes.
Syncopation, you captured every nation. Dixieland, you set them wild, but they are pleased. They're ravens, they're craven for your melodies. Dixie fills the whole wide world with rags. Oh, Dixie gave the world a jazzy jag. Even kids up to all three, how they love a jazzy melody. Keep a call for it, keep a call for it, on land and sea. those southern tunes are such a fad. Classic music seems to be in bed, and pretty soon we're gonna hear Caruth try to sing the Memphis blues. Oh, Dixie made us jazz band mad.
You make me be your slave for. Look what you've done. Look. Look what you've done. What did you get me in this mess for? And tell me. Tell me, what did you answer yes for? Look what you've done. I'm talking to you. Look what you've done. What did you do me like you did for? And tell me this, what did you set me off my lid for? Oh, look what you've done. Upon my pillow, I remember I could once lay my head, and right off to sleep I'd fall. But not now. Now I think of you when I go to bed, and I get no sleep at all. Oh, look, look what you've done. What did you make me misbehave for? What did you make me be your slave for? Look what you've done.
We began our tribute to Eddie Cantor with a September 1920 Emerson recording of Dixie Made Us Jazz Band Mad, written by Irwin Dash, Howard Johnson, and William Wells. Next was an electrical recording from more than a decade later, Look What You've Done, from a Columbia 78 made November 2, 1932. That's from The Kid from Spain and was written by Bert Kalmar and Harry Ruby. We finished up with Frank Westfall and his orchestra with Those Star-Spangled Nights in Dixieland. That's from around November 9, 1922. So what do Star Spangled Nights have to do with Eddie Cantor? Well, Those Star Spangled Nights in Dixieland was written by Pete Wendling, Herman Ruby, and Eddie Cantor. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.